This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the battle over access to funding for biofuel improvements is part of the farm bill, but with only a one-year patch job in place, updates to the program aren't going to happen anytime soon. Modernization of the titles is more than just a little overdue. And with a farm bill nowhere near on the horizon, some congressional members are starting to look at what needs to be fixed now instead of waiting another year. We talk with Iowa Congressman Zach Nunn right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Yesterday, Iowa 3rd District Congressman Zach Nunn joined with Illinois Democrat Nikki Budzinski to introduce the Ag Biorefinery Innovation and Opportunity Act, or the Ag Bio Act. It also has support in the Senate from Illinois Senator Jerry Moran and Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar. Congressman Nunn talks about the bill and what it could mean for the industry.
We all know that biofuels drives Iowa's economy, and it's critical for America's energy independence. This bipartisan Bio Act is going to eliminate a lot of the red tape we have seen in the program coming through the Department of Ag. Right now, the USDA would be required to help us when it comes to biorefineries, renewable chemicals, bio-based product and manufacturing assistance programs by offering loans for development, construction, and implementation. However, what we have seen consistently here is the program has been underutilized. And that's largely due to the USDA making it very difficult for, you know, guys and gals in Iowa to get access to the funding. So because bureaucrats have implemented so many duplicative studies, reports, requirements to even qualify for this loan, we are making the bar much easier for folks who actually want to use this in a way that helps practically apply for businesses. We believe this is a really good thing, and it follows through on the promise that I made. Let's roll back unnecessary regulations in D.C. and let farmers and growers do what they do best, innovate in the ag space.
The bill will offer $100 million in funding annually for 5 years. I asked Congressman Nunn how much support he expects to find with a price tag like that, especially when we have a government shutdown looming and a farm bill that's on thin ice.
The next aspect of this is making sure that we're not just passing a carte blanche farm bill, because this is going to really impact us for the next half decade. If there are programs that are not working, like we saw in this biofuels portion, let's pull those out and get to work on them right now. We don't need to wait until September of 2024 to pass the entire farm bill. When there are broken programs, let's fix those as we go. And so I'm proud to be able to say, you know, this is one of the ones that was identified in the committee, and it was supported across the board. We ultimately moved the continuing resolution forward for ag to push out the farm bill through the next year successfully with bipartisan support. I'm confident the Senate's going to move it, and it'll be signed by the president. I feel the same is true when we start talking about biofuels.
Nunn admits that it is going to take some work to educate congressional members on both sides of the aisle and in both chambers to get this done the correct way. However, a government shutdown deadline is approaching on Friday, and we're waiting to see what that's going to mean and how soon we can get that situation rectified. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.